alone. Get up and dance. Hey, it's time to connect the dots. Hey, get up and dance. Connect the dots. Put it all together. Make some sense out of it. Can you do that? Of course you can. Hey, this is Connect the Dots radio show. This is BBS Internet Radio. This is the moment in time when you're going to wake up and smell the coffee. Hey, or you're going to put the pickup sticks together in a way that you can make it some sense out of it. Do you know what I'm talking about? I mean, I hope you do. Hey, this is Connect the Dots Radio Show. It's a call-in radio show. You got a phone, 888-627-6008. Let me tell you, I talk about everything. And everything includes extraterrestrials. Hey, it's going to happen whether you want it to happen or not. And you ought to be looking forward to it. You know, the people of Earth, we've been victimized by our own kind. The saboteurs in government, the traitors in government that are supposed to be serving us, stabbing us in the back. They've made our lives so difficult because they've sold us out for money and greed and power. And it's not fair. It's not nice. And unfortunately, when you got all the people bribed in all the key positions, it's difficult for the people to get justice. And we don't have real justice in this world, but we would like it. But unfortunately, or fortunately, there's this thing called the Galactic Confederation, or is it the Galactic Federation? Or is it the GFOL, Galactic Federation of Light? Anyhow, there are those extraterrestrials, the good ones. They're in our solar system now. They claim to have billions of starships, and they're here to rescue us from the dark side. They're here to come and do the work that we're capable of doing ourselves, apparently. So we need the help from the rest of the galaxy to come here and remove all the bad guys that control all the governments of planet Earth. Yeah, that's the predicament we're in, and we do need help to get out of it. And luckily, help is here, except it's taking a long, long time. And meanwhile, we have to put up with all the crap that's going on. But we need to focus on the fact that, hey, we're not alone in this galaxy, in this world, in this universe. We have creatures, companions, star nations that share our galaxy and certain parts of our solar system. Yep. We are have been visited by too many of the bad guys, and they took control of our world quite a while ago, and they set this thing called government up. Yeah, it's an invention of the dark side. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to be having the time of our lives here on planet Earth, enjoying the bliss of planet Earth, one of the most beautiful places in all of the universe. We just don't realize how beautiful it is because we've turned over stewardship of this planet to the evil reptilians, dark side, soulless gray creatures, and all kinds of other unmentionable entities that are just anti-God in every respect. And they, because we've turned over the stewardship of our world to these creatures, and they've come here and they invaded and they took over. And before we knew it, we were being ruled by the dark side. And it's been that way for a long, long time, hundreds of thousands of years. Yeah. The record is in the Sumerian records of the visitation of the Anunnaki from the 12th planet. And I don't know, offshoot of their population called the EGG. IGGI, something like that. You can look it up. A great book to get you started with that one. It's called The 12th Planet. And there's all kinds of weird things happening because of this situation. Sometimes I actually hear music coming in through my radio show because I don't know. There's always interference from someone or something. And what I don't like is when we have another radio station bleeding in over my voice right now. What the hell is going on in this crazy world? Hey, it's an invasion over an invasion on top of an invasion. What ever happened to truth, justice, and the American way? Where's Superman when you need him? And all those other important people. Where's Batman when you need him? Back in the last century or something like that, stuck in traffic in Gotham City. You know what I'm talking about. But it doesn't matter whether you know what I'm talking about or not. Because life is moving along second by second. Time is moving faster. And it's time to wake up to what is going on. You know, this is the dawn of a new age. There's a new reality taking out old reality. There's these things called dimensions of reality, zones. I call them zones of reality. You know, you got your seven basic dimensions. What's this guy talking about, you say? Well, if you listen to my show before, you know that there are other dimensions of reality. We're basically the basic structure we've all known as physical reality. But it's a limited physical reality on planet Earth because they've taken away our connections to the universe. The dark side did this. That's right. The evil reptilians, the evil grays, the evil draconians, Dracos, you know, from the constellation Draco or Drago. And you put an end on Drago and you have a dragon. Well, where did all these fables and stories come from? Well, yeah, there is reptilian races out there. Come on, if you ever watch some of the classic Star Trek episodes, you know, they're battling with reptilians all the time. Those snakes in the grass, as they're sometimes referred to. You can believe, I mean, there's some old science fiction movies from the last century, things like the Alligator Man, guy with an alligator head, human body, but an alligator head, wears clothes too, and walks around. Hey, I can remember somebody working on a secret project called the Montauk Project. I went to one of the lectures, and he's telling us about how the secret base on the end of Long Island, one of the strongholds of the dark side that still hasn't surrendered, but they will. Whether they like it or not, or they'll go down fighting. But they have their secret base at the end of Long Island there, Montauk. That's how you get the name Montauk Project. And they got 24 layers below the ground or something like that. And they have doctors there walking around with white smocks. And some of them have tails coming out the back of them, alligator doctors, apparently. And they walk around in white smock doctor's uniforms. dark side galactic brothers and sisters that work with the secret military groups. But luckily, there are some good ETs working with some of the secret military groups, and every nation has them, so to speak. Though the Galactic Federation has only met with a few of them at this point in time. They meet with the Russians, too. And they, Pleiadians certainly meet with the Russians. They meet with us, too. Hey, you got a piece of property. This offer was up since July of last year. If you got a piece of property or a small craft can be landed, well, you need to begin telepathically communicating with the Pleiadians. You know, you just put your thoughts out there. You might not be too familiar with telepathy, but it exists. You can practice every night when you go to sleep. Hey, a lot of things can happen when you go to sleep, as far as I'm aware of. Yes, we, the human beings of planet Earth, our lives are being tinkered with in a good way when we're sleeping. Supposedly, we all have guardian angels or teams behind the scene to help us make it through this amazing situation, something that has never happened before in the universe, and the whole universe is here, or at least the whole galaxy is here in our solar system, watching to see how this event is going to play out. I mean, it's a done deal already. Planet Earth is going to evolve. The frequency of Mother Earth is increasing day by day. And Mother Earth wants us to increase in frequency with her so we can stay with her. Some of the game plan has been revealed to us already. Hey, I tell people every week, go to 2012portal.blogspot.com. Yeah. Do it on your computer, your desktop. You can try to do it on your phone, but it's not that big. You know, it's more, phones are great for phone calls, but when you're trying to look up information, you know, you can do a certain amount of it on your cell phone, but it's much easier to do it on a laptop with a big screen attached. And especially when you're reading information, because the info at 2012portal.blogspot.com, it's written out there on the screen, and the print isn't always that big, and it'd be just easier if you were sitting in front of a computer screen, and computer screen is bigger than your iPhone or any other big phone you have, so it would be easier because there's a lot of information that you can read up about what's happening, what's been going on behind the scenes. And you should be interested in that. You'll be surprised at how much information is available because there's a lot going on, you know. There's a battle going on, believe it or not. We're finally see some light at the end of the tunnel here, and yeah, we're the good guys, and we're finally gaining ground, and the dark side is losing, but they're a bunch of diehards, and they want to fight to the end because that's how some creatures are. They don't want to give up, even when they know that they can't win. A little obstinate in certain ways, but at the same time, and they're going to get what they deserve. They will be removed from our planet at the event. If you don't know about the event, you got to ask yourself, how come I don't know about the event? If you've been listening to this radio show, I've spoken about it plenty of times. It's an event that's going to happen. It's destined to happen. As to the time and day, nobody knows for sure. You know, it's just like that famous teaching of Jesus, he says, nobody knows the date and time when it's all going to be resolved. Only God himself, only the Heavenly Father knows, and he decides because he's the one at the helm here and is bringing about the end of evil. That's right. Evil is going to be put to death once and for all. And little but surely, but little bit by little bit, we were still in the last end of the 20th century. We didn't have that much information. You know, we had a few books out there that were giving us information about the other side and the good guys, our galactic brothers and sisters. But in 2022, there was a lot of information out there, and a lot has been explained to us. You know, bit by bit, we're getting disclosure from those on the good guys out there that have their connections here on the internet and representatives, and they're telling us bit by bit, little by little, getting us ready for what's coming when the event, when they finally land. Yeah, the good ETs, the ones with the smiling faces, the ones with the free energy machines, the ones with the med bed machines that can cure you of anything, they are going to land on our world. It's going to be like something out of a science fiction movie. They're going to take control of the airwaves. This has all been told to us already. They're going to take control of the airwaves one day in the near future. It might be next week. It might be next month. It might be next year. It might be as late as 2025. And most likely it'll be on the later side. Because as much as they've accomplished ready the good guys, these diehard bad guys are going to, like, fight to the last scummy individual, and that's what they are. They're anti-God crap, and nobody wants them. Nobody needs them, and they need to be taken out and removed from the world stage, the galactic stage, the universal stage, because such evil should have never been allowed to exist. The recent info, it's been going on really bad for the last 8 million years. Yeah, they've gained some forces 8 million years ago, and they started taking over different parts of the galaxy. You know, not in a nice way. They just started taking over because that's the kind of evil creatures they were. And it's being explained now, you know, out there. You got to go look for the sources, and bit by bit, we are getting disclosure, not from the U.S. government. U.S. government is a pawn. They're nothing but, you're like all the other governments in this world. They are controlled by the New World Order, which is nothing but a bunch of bad guys. Some of them are not even human. They walk around with human projections to try to fool us, and it's amazing that such technologies exist, but they do apparently. Well, they've done Star Trek episodes, not only Star Trek, but let me see, what other in the last century? Twilight Zone, Outer Limits shows where there were episodes where creatures had the ability to make themselves look like something else. Of course, there's that movie, They Live, that reveals a lot of important information about the dark side and how they use frequencies to control us and how they can easily deceive us. And it's a reality, you know? And there's all these invisible dark side creatures that manifest out of another dimension. Some of them, they don't even have bodies. They just have a consciousness, and they float around, and they look to intervene and control us mentally, telepathically. And all this is, we're being exposed to the child trafficking trade. It's been going on for God knows how long, probably hundreds of thousands of years on this world. But like I just already said, the dark evilness that saturated our galaxy and took over many worlds, including planet Earth, started 8 million years ago. And they took what was available to them and something called an anomaly, which is a potential of energy. And they learned to control this. I don't know whether they did it through black magic or whatever. Yeah, black magic does exist. And, of course, white magic is more powerful. And there's nothing more powerful than the force of love, cosmic love, coming from the cosmic central sun. And we could be connecting with that right now because it's in the middle of happening. It started over a year ago, you know, the cosmic central sun, which has a consciousness to it. Yeah, a sun like our sun, a star, can have a consciousness to it. And there's suns and stars. You know, the sun is a star. And there's bigger ones out there, plenty of bigger ones. And some of them have consciousness. I hear our sun has a consciousness too, just like Mother Earth has consciousness. And though we've been trained and brainwashed on Earth to believe that none of this actually exists, but the science fiction movies were not kidding us. And actually, some of the most informative science fiction movies are back from the 1950s and 1960s. Yeah, these movies were revealing so many of the attributes and the evil ways of the dark side, which was controlling us then and still is now. Of course, we've had new invaders. I think it was 1996, this group called the Archons came here. You know, they're basically non-physical beings with mental capacities to control our minds. And some of these archons can manifest bodies. Yeah, you know, whatever knowledge they've gained, they learn to use it in a bad way, in a manipulative way, in a controlling way. And we've been subjected to that. If your mind can't comprehend that, well, it's time to open up your mind and understand there's a bigger picture going on. Yeah, it's going on right now. And you might not be aware about it because you'll never hear this on the fake news media news. you know, the regular broadcasting channels all around the world that are all owned by the New World Order that limits how much truth is going to be told to you. In fact, they taint every story in a way designed to manipulate your thinking. Like the war in Ukraine. Like, we got to talk about this a little because it's an ongoing thing. I recently came across the information that the 15,000 people are meditating on a daily basis to, for the war not to escalate beyond where it is already. And mass meditations do work, and you could be participating in that. If you never did a mass meditation, never participated in one, well, you need to find out about that, and you need to do your share. Because, you know, those higher up on the evolved ladder of total reality, they don't have to do everything. They want us to do a little for ourselves, too, you know? It's important that everybody participate, the word is. And anybody can participate in a global meditation. How do you find out where they are? Well, I find out about them by going on Twitter. Like the Sisterhood of Rose, that's their hashtag, at Sisterhood of Rose is a good place. They are always advertising when the next mass meditation is. And they've got them going on every 4 hours, round the clock now. Because the more participation that we, the regular people, hey, we got 8 billion people on planet Earth. Now, if all of us participated, the dark side would be have been gone last year, if not before. But we're not participating, you know, because we've been adequately brainwashed to do nothing and still trust an untrustable government. Can you believe with all the information coming out in the last 2 years about the scandemic, the evil doctors, the evil hospitals, the evil plans, offering hospitals $48,000 a person so they can kill the person and collect money if they all they have to do is say, oh, it was COVID. You know, that make-believe thing. You know, I got to repeat it again because this is important information. When two important colleges in America, Ivy League schools, did their investigation of COVID, first of all, none of the nobody around the world was able to give them a real live COVID sample to work with, you know, that had been identified as this thing they've been using words to identify a virus, a coronavirus, a type of coronavirus, and they've called it COVID, and they've given it a number, COVID-19. Here comes your 19th nervous breakdown. That's a song from the 20th century, I think, was predicting that they were going to use the number 19. But anyhow, you know, the two Ivy League schools, they're important schools, they have clout. The old universities here in America, when they did a scientific analysis of everybody that was diagnosed with COVID that they could get in contact with, and they gathered some their own data, and they found out there is no identifiable thing called the COVID-19. All these people that have been diagnosed as having this imaginary thing, yeah, it's a virus. It's real in that sense, but it's all basically two versions of the flu that are known. And that's the honest to God truth. And so out of 1,500 samples, the one college did, all 1,500 samples were one of two versions of the flu. Then another college did the same experiment, and they got the same results too. Absolutely, all 1,500 people that were tested, all of them had flu type 1 or flu type 2. None of them had this mysterious thing called the COVID, and when the CDC was contacted, can we please have a live sample of this thing that has been identified? And the CDC didn't have a live sample of it. So the whole thing has been a sham from the beginning. Now, what I just told you there should be enough information for heads to roll and people to be arrested, but nothing's happened. That's what we're up against. The whole system is that friggin' corrupt. Look at the woman that worked for Jeffrey Scumbag, whatever his name is, Epstein. you know, she's been arrested for, I don't know, a long time now. And she isn't serving time in jail. And whatever info she spilled, no one's been arrested. And we know there's people, we have testimony that many of these famous ultra-rich people, including the one of the sons of the Queen, Andrew, maybe the other son too, and all other famous world people, geeks and stuff like that, filthy rich people, they've all been seen going down to Epstein's Island to have illegitimate sex with children that have been kidnapped and forced to live out of existence serving old friggin' men. This is going still on today. No, I mean, they know about it. They know where the island is, and yet there's enough people in power to prevent anyone from getting arrested, really. sure, Epstein was arrested and he was killed. And we keep hearing that fake story, you know. All my life I heard that story. Oh, people hung themselves in jail. You know, I mean, what kind of bullshit is this? First of all, you know, I mean, the way they run jails, they take away the things that you could possibly hang yourself in. Who would even want to hang themselves? But there's always people hanging themselves in jail. You know, they take away your belt, they take away your shoelaces, they take away everything else. So how are these people friggin' hanging themselves that they could possibly hang themselves with? And where's the supervision of people that are supposed to be watched closely? Yeah. Meanwhile, the dark side, they go in, and if they don't want you to live, they send their assassins in, and they hang you. Forcibly hang you, and then they come up with that excuse, whether they hung you or they used other methods to kill you, to give you a heart attack. I mean, you know, those devices are known by those of us who have the knowledge, the basic thing called the Venus gun. You know, it's an energy weapon. They can kill you from 30 feet away by sending an unharmonious pulse in your direction. Yeah, this is a reality. I mean, if you're really in touch with the universe, perhaps you could put up a shield around yourself mentally, and that would save you from such a device. And of course, everything is possible. But how many of us are that evolved that we could do that? Yeah, it requires a lot of knowledge, a lot of practice to be able to whip up the energy to protect yourself from an invisible energy being sent your way. But it can be done. You know, there's things you can call for or invite the violet flame. Create a circle of protection. Visualize the pink cosmic love of the violet flame surrounding you. Call pillar of light to encircle you. But these things require a little effort on your part to make a legitimate communication to ask for it and get it. You know, it's especially those of us who have done no communication our whole lives with the knowingly done it, that is. So, you know, it requires effort on the part of you, the individual. You know, we've all been asked to be conduits for the light coming in from the cosmic central sun. You know, it's saturating our universe, but it still needs a conduit to get through the atmosphere and down into the center of planet Earth, where the consciousness of Mother Earth is. I hear there's a nine-dimensional crystal in the center of the Earth. You know, quite different than what we used to be in the textbooks in public schools. Well, the Earth is nothing but a molten core, you know, a dead rock with molten lava in the center to feed the volcanoes. So, meanwhile, books in the last century, that's right, books from the last century, we're talking about a nine-dimensional crystal was brought from another star system and sent through all the physical matter into the center of the Earth. And that is part of Mother Earth now. Her consciousness resonates in that. And just as Mother Earth has been given a nine-dimensional crystal for her consciousness to be centered around, and that creates all kinds of other opportunities, our bodies are being worked on as we sleep. Does everybody know that? I mean, I've tried to say a little about that every week, but it's a fact. You know, when we're going to sleep, the higher evolved beings from the other dimensions, the higher numbered dimensions. I've explained it before, but I'll explain it again just one more time here. A dimension is a zone of reality. You know, a dimension is determined by the vibrational parameters as the vibrations increase, you move into the next dimension. You know, the next dimension maybe vibrates 1,000 times faster than this. And it has to be transduced through platonic patterns, invisible ones that have focal points of energy. And there's the platonic solids, and they're correlates. And as the energy flows through these things, these put up, these create the veils to transduce energy from one level up to the next, up to the next, and you can go down on it too. It goes, you know, the traveling is both ways in both directions. And then maybe the fifth dimension, where supposedly regular physical reality has always been the third dimension parameters. The words out, planet Mother Earth, and those of us who are ready for it, we are going to move into the fifth dimension, which is, means our vibrational status of our molecules will probably be about a million times, vibrating a million times faster than they are already. Don't quote me that as an exact number. We'll find out at the event with full disclosure, but that's the basic understanding, you know. And then the dimension about that is maybe 100 million times faster vibrations, or 10 million times faster. Maybe it goes on to, we do work with the decimal system. The universe is a four-dimensional system, actually, or six, we could call it. You know, we got the four cardinal directions, and then we got the zenith and the nadir. That's the up and down dimensions, you know, the vertical dimensions. The four cardinal directions are the horizontal directions. And that's a basic connection of dots, we could say, connect the dots, of how the universe is set up. Spiritually, it's set up around the numbers of 3 and 7. I've explained it before, and I'm not going to explain it now, but hey, it's called a radio show. You don't know why the spiritual consciousness of the universe is set up around the numbers 3 or 7. You don't understand. You don't know why. You want to know why? Hey, this is call and radio show. Pick up your telephone. You want to find things out. Sometimes you have to ask questions. And that one's pretty easy to answer. But anyhow, it involves geometry. Like the ancient philosopher Plato said, everything is built around what became known as the Platonic solids. Yeah, the five of them. And actually, if you study a little about Plato, he wasn't the inventor of this. He gets credit. That's why they call it the Platonic solids, because he was out there preaching this information. But he had his tutor whom he got the information from. And of course, as we're being told today, all of us on planet Earth now, we all volunteered to be here, because that's how life forms come about on worlds where creatures like us, evolving creatures, humanoids, human beings. Yeah, we volunteer to come here. Your consciousness, we're all souls with a consciousness. Our personality is given to us from the single source of all there is. And we've descended into this place called planet Earth to experience physical reality. You know, pure consciousness does not have a physical form, nor does God. All creation has come from the single source of all there is. That is God. You know, at one point, way, 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 way back, before anybody was even counting or thinking about things or comprehending that there was a time before, there was only God. That's why God is the single source of all there is. And then God started to create. And not only created a trinity of himself, became a trifold personality, but began creating other creator gods, and the universe was in creation. And that was an unfathomable amount of time, long, 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 long ago. But that information was given to us in the last century, believe it or not. Why don't you know about it? Well, blame your local TV station, blame your local government, and blame the dark side, because they didn't want us to know. You know, in order to come to Earth, because they had such lockdown control of it, even hundreds of thousands of years ago, they set up electronic fences and they took control of this planet. And you say, why did the Creator allow this to happen? Well, that's a long story. We don't have time to get into it, but it can be explained. In fact, it's being explained right now. If you know where to look for the information, I told you the one source, the portal, well, go there. And much of this is explained, especially the history of where evil started precisely, how it manifested, the fact that there is things called anomalies, or which are potentials of energy that can be accessed by minds, creative minds. Humans can access this. We have powerful minds. So can other creatures from around the galaxy that have evolved faster than the human race on planet Earth, and they've gained the knowledge of how to access these potentialities. Except if they're evil, these creatures who've accessed it, then they're using these anomalies in a bad way. And these anomalies of potential energy, they allow themselves to be used in a better way, because that's the kind of function they are. But we're going to get rid of all these bad anomalies. We're in the process of it now, and we can only thank the Galactic Federation. The 52 star nations that are hovering in our solar system with billions of spacecraft. We are the show. We're like the Beatles on Ed Sullivan, an event that changed the world forever. If you don't know about the Beatles and their first appearance on the Ed Sullivan show, that was back in 1964. If you don't know about that event happening, man, you don't know anything about the history of mankind. You know, that was like the event that opened up the pearly gates for all that was to follow. You know, that famous rock and roll group called the Beatles, they won the hearts of the human race over with their great, original songs that all had messages of love. Sure, they had other songs too, but the song, the love they started singing about, it clicked in the hearts of humanity. They were the first band that was actually expressing how men can show feelings and be cool about it and make it accessible. And believe me, that's what created Beatlemania back in 1963 and 64 and 5 and 6. And it was something that created in the hearts of humanity that it never came to an end. Beatlemania is never ending. But they clicked with the humanity, with their performances, with their projection of love, with the amazing songs they wrote. And the young females from 10 to 16 or even 10 to 18, they were overwhelmed with the truth and honesty of what was being sung about and projected by these four guys called the Beatles. That's Beatles spelled with an A, B-E-A-T, beat. You know, you get it? Rock and roll, the beat. And they did a wordplay on that, because we all know the Bugs, the Beatles. In fact, those of you who know your history, and it's debatable, was this where they got the idea or not, but there's a rumor out there that this was part of the thing. See, there was a famous movie by one of the greatest actors of all time. the late Marlon Brando, considered the greatest actor of the 20th century, that's for sure. And he held that title. And with his acting abilities, he just knew how to project out there in front of the camera, on the stage, whatever. And in 1953, I know my movie history from the last century, you know, the 1950s were some of the greatest movies ever made in the film industry were in the 1950s. A lot of other great ones happened in the 1960s. By the time the 1970s had come around, you know, the greatness of movie making was fading away. But anyhow, in 1953, there was this movie called The Wild One, a classic. It was a cult movie. It became a cult movie. It became the guiding stone, you could say, the guiding star for that famous motorcycle gang group called the Hell's Angels. Yeah, they worshipped Marlon Brando and what he portrayed in that movie. And of course, if you know the real story of The Wild One, the movie, it's based on a true story. You see, it was, I think, back in the late 40s, you know, World War II supposedly ended in 1945 with the surrender of the Japanese and the surrender of the Germans and all that. Of course, it didn't really end, but that was the official ending of it. And all the American soldiers came back to America, and there was this group of guys who were in the motorcycle brigade in the one of the units of the American Army, I believe it was, and they were living in California, and they decided that they liked the camaraderie of their motorcycle gang in the, that's not the word they use in the service, their motorcycle group, we'll call it. And they formed their local motorcycle club thing for outings on the weekend. You know, it's a completely volunteer thing, and their love for motorcycles, and they got themselves a following, other guys that were in the service during the war, motorcycles, and they took over a town in Northern California, I believe it was Northern California, could have been Southern California, but it was out in California, and they took over a town one weekend and harassed the people and basically went out there, cut the telegraph wires like they were still back in World War II, and, you know, bullied the sheriff and took over the whole town, and that's what the movie is about, a motorcycle gang that was so powerful they could take over a whole town. Because a small town that only had one sheriff, and it was an old guy, wasn't prepared to deal with so many hombres on motorcycles. And that's what the movie is all about. So anyhow, in that particular movie, Marlon Brando plays the leader of the motorcycle gang. And they had recently had a split up, and they somehow both end up with this town that they end up taking control of. And the motorcycle group, it was the Black Rebel Motorcycle Group. They had, that's BRMC on the back of their leather jackets. Yeah, they were promoting leather jackets. And the chicks that belonged to that motorcycle gang had their logos on their motorcycle jackets, and their logos, they were known as the Beatles. That's right. You know, spelled with two E's, like the bugs. And they were bugs that would hang on the back of the motorcycle guys because they were the chicks for the motorcycle gang. And they were called the Beatles. And as the story goes, that's where the original idea for the Beatles came from. Whether it did or not, I don't know for sure. But they obviously were smart enough to change the wording from the bug to make it rock and roll by the word beat, B-E-A-T. B-A-T instead of B-E-E-T. And so that's where the name for the Beatles, the most famous rock group of all time, came from. Originally they were called the Silver Beatles, and they dropped the name Silver, high old Silver, huh? And, hey, there's a bootleg tape out there, by the way, for the Beatles. You know, there's always bootleg tapes of the Beatles showing up, popping up. I have one of them, of Beatles practice, and there's, you can hear Paul McCartney singing, "Hi, old Silver," and they did a little version of that old blues song or something done by one of the early 50s blues artists. I can't think of who it was now, but that is the story of the Beatles and how they changed the world with love. Well, it's going to happen again, and it's going to happen in our lifetime, and it's going to happen in the next couple of years. And love will be totally victorious this time, and the bad guys are going to be removed by people who have the power and authority to do that. And thankfully, we thank them beforehand because we need their help to make this happen. Because let's face it, all the official authorities in this world, they're all corrupted. And they're all owned by the dark side, yeah. So anyhow, that's what's going on. You know, it's happening, going on behind the scenes. And remember, your body is being worked on. And as I talked about planet Earth, Mother Earth has a nine-dimensional crystal inside of our Mother Earth, which is a very good thing to have. And our bodies are being worked on when we sleep. We're carbon-based life forms, but in order to exist in the fifth dimension, our carbon-based DNA has to be turned into crystalline, diamond-like DNA. And where our bodies are being worked on while we sleep. Also, the implants that have been, that we had volunteered to have inserted into our etheric and astral fields around our bodies are being removed as we sleep too. So we're getting closer. A lot of the electronic appendages around the Earth have been removed. A lot of the dark side starcraft have been removed, but there's still holdouts deep in the ground. The diehards, the dark side diehards, who will die hard when the good guys finally show up. So that's what's going on. It's ongoing, you know. And if you're out there looking, when you go out there in the sky, remember that you have the power in your mind to. You see a chemtrail, you can wish for that chemtrail to become non-threatening, non-pollutant, and yet power of your mind, the universe will pick up your thoughts and transmute that poisonous chemtrail into something harmless. And you should be doing that every time you see a chemtrail up in the sky. If you don't know what they are, oh my God, boy, you need to wake up. And people are taking photographs of spacecraft everywhere around the planet now. Go out on the internet, I tell you one thing, if you go on Twitter, you'll find a lot of it. And you'll find me talking about these things because this is the most important thing happening in the universe right now. So what's happening here on planet Earth, things are changing. The good guys are coming in. The Calvary's coming to rescue us. And it's just a matter of time, 1 year, 2 years, something like that. And the event will happen, you know, and there are so many more things connected to with it. You can find out all by yourself. Go to the portal, 2012portal.blogspot.com. And meanwhile, you know, we're all going about our daily business. I'm working on a new video. I got 26 videos out there on YouTube right now. I've got my two albums with CD Baby. Songs Better Than Dylan and American Party Songs. You know, you can purchase these songs you hear on my show at the beginning of the show. That's a 2-minute lead guitar solo. No, you don't get to hear the whole 2 minutes of it, of a song I got, I Want You to Be My Idol. Yeah. I have a lot of cool songs out there with 2-minute lead guitar solos. How many bands have that? You know, I don't have a band because putting bands together are difficult. Any bands out there, you want a good singer-songwriter? Well, you contact me. Because that's the one thing I don't have is a band. But I have the ability to write songs. I'm a recording artist. And I'll have a new video coming out. It's going to be a documentary about the Beatles. It's coming out in a week or two. And anyhow, it's coming to the end of our show, and you're going to hear the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Party in Kind? You can hear that. Hey, go on the internet. American Party Songs by Tom Edison. That's who I am, Tom Edison. Very simple name, spelled just like it sounds. Of course, the computer confuses me with Thomas Edison, the light bulb inventor, all the time. But if you're persistent, Tom, T-O-M, very easy word to spell. Last name Edison, just like it sounds. Hey, there's talents named after me out there. Other things, too. So, and then after that lead guitar solo, I think it lasts for like 25 seconds, you're going to hear my anthem. It's called I Gotta Be Somebody, and that's the first song on my album, Songs Better Than Dylan. An album put out by CD Baby. You can buy it at Amazon. You can buy it at iTunes, but search for it on the internet. Name of the album, by the artist and songwriter, me, Tom Edison. And I Gotta Be Somebody is the first song on that album, Songs Better Than Dylan. And those songs are on that album better than most of the stuff Dylan put out. But he had the contract and I didn't. You know, it's the luck of the draw. What can I say? It's not what you know, it's but who you know. And who you get introduced to. You know the story. Okay, we're going to do the countdown now. Come out, you know. And then you're going to hear those tunes. And tell your friends to tune in next week because next week... you know, this show comes on at 1 a.m. on a Sunday on the East Coast here, 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. I don't know. Pretty soon it'll be back to Eastern Standard Time. But anyhow, we're still on Daylight Time, and it's 1 a.m. regardless, Sunday morning on the East Coast. And next Sunday morning at 1 a.m. is John Lennon's birthday, an important person in this world, you know? He was one of the famous Beatles, in case you didn't know. So I'll be talking about a little about that famous John Lennon and the famous Beatle music a little next week, too. Plus everything else that's happening in the world. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. Take us out of here now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. gotta be somebody, or how to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, fill out one known. I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't want to join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Or no, I was here, took my stand without fear, it ain't clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.